Greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. And this is the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, February the 27th, 2011. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, the mind of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We endeavor to climb out of such wicked mind into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And as we do so, we will find ourselves organizing, coming together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, we are willing, and we are able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, and religious organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is the producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, and facilitator of this website, and I give thanks and praise unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother for this beautiful sister who is a great helper. And so contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. As Africans, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High. We give praises unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the great, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the great and the grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. And that word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. And it is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the feminine, female, woman conceives. Mother conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my mother as well. Mother of creation. Mother of the universe, mother of the human family. as Father, as Father of creation, Father of the universe, and Father of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Ruach, an African Hebrew word found on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary under the number 7307, is a feminine word referring to and denoting a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of Islam say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah. And there you hear Illa and you hear Allah, because mother and father have come together out of the spirit of love to give birth to the creation, universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, and the human family. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. In the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile I Selassie I Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I Selassie I Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah Rastafari, Haile I Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, judgment in this wicked American empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation. Book on the last days that we are living in. Chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days, Christ would come in new names. Come in the names of those who would rise up with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Yahshua, the Spirit of Justice, the Spirit of Messiah, to rise up, waken that Spirit, and rise up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That 5% nation that you heard from or heard of from Elijah Muhammad, that messianic people who would rise up with the Christ Spirit, the Justice, the Yahshua Spirit. We are they. Because Rastafari don't say you and me. Who are the I and I in Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I? That is you and me. Because the Rastafari sisters and brothers don't say you and me. They say I and I. The first I referring to the self united and united with the Creator, the Almighty. The second I referring to the human family united with creation, and also united with the divine creator. And so we say, I and I. And we are all of us are all, I and I are all divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, this divine creation, on this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine flesh. So we give praises unto the Most High every time with no apology. We are yet in the book of Revelation. These are exciting times today. wonderful things are happening in the earth. We are in the book of Revelation, and we're going to deal with current affairs and current events. We want to look on current affairs and current events with the mind of Jesus. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation, coming from the Greek word apokalyptos, which gives us our English word apocalypse, and also the English word revelation, which means to uncover the truth, remove the falsehood of this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system, so that we may see in truth how the system operates, the wickedness of the system, that we may unite in the name and power of Yahshua Christus with that spirit of justice. Because Yahshua, when you research the deep definitions of the word Yahshua, which gives us our English Jesus, but Yahshua means justice, deliverance, liberty, health and wealth and vengeance. The Most High wants to take vengeance upon the wicked ruling class and ruling families, so we must come to the oppressor, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and give them warning of the divine hand of judgment on them and their wicked, no good, rotten system. Give the ruling class and ruling families warning of the divine hand of judgment on them for following after the wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers who are destroying the human family. Warn the prime ministers and the presidents. Warn the heads of governmental, financial, and educational institutions of this world, of this wicked world order. Give them divine warning of the divine hand of God and judgment of God on this wicked, deplorable, immoral system. And also, we give redemption and salvation to the oppressed, to the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. That is our duty, and that is how we're going to look at these current affairs going on with the mind of Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ. Now, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, this worldwide people's revolution that you see jumping off in Africa, jumping off in the so-called Middle East, it is in reality the second coming of Jesus, manifesting in the uprising of the oppressed peoples of the world. Because Jesus, Yahshua, means justice and liberty and health and wealth, and the people are rising up with the mind of liberty, the mind of justice, the mind of being delivered from this wicked system, the mind of taking back all of the wealth of the universe, so that we may be healthy spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Look at the uprising in Egypt, the uprising in Tunisia, the uprising in Bahrain, even the uprising in Iran, in Iraq, and Palestine, uprising in Libya. And inside of America, you see an uprising in Wisconsin, in Indiana, in Ohio. But we must be careful, sisters and brothers. Let us be cognizant of this wicked ruling class and ruling families. Let us be cognizant of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, because the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers want to control the events going and on and occurring in the world. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers want to control the worldwide and national discourse concerning these uprisings. The CIA and FBI and MI6 and MI5 of Britain and Mossad of Israel, etc., desire to infiltrate this revolution and spin the revolution not for the benefit of the people, but for the benefit of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families, the international bankers, and the international mineral and resource corporations, mining corporations. So, we want to focus on Libya and also by extension Iran, if I can keep it in my mind. But we want to focus on Libya and Gaddafi. Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. He's been in power for 42 years. He came to power through a military coup in 1969 and the overthrow of the monarchy of King Idris. King Idris, from 1969 back about a decade or two, roughly, was king in Libya. And we know that these kings were raised up by European powers, were not raised up on behalf of the people. So Gaddafi, through a military coup, overthrew this King Idris in 1969. And what is interesting to me is that the uprising in Libya began in the city of Benghazi, Libya, Benghazi. This city, Benghazi, was a stronghold, one of the cities set up by King Idris. And so the people in Benghazi, being connected to King Idris, have always, it seems, had somewhat of a feeling of animosity towards Gaddafi for overthrowing their king that had a stronghold in that city, Benghazi. Okay? So, the people began to rise up in Benghazi, and now you see the whole of Libya kind of rocking and reeling. Now we want to think and ask ourselves questions concerning the people of Benghazi. Are their grievances against Gaddafi legitimate or illegitimate? I don't think they're totally illegitimate, but we want to examine the legitimacy of their grievances, take a look at Libya, and see the forces behind the scenes moving into place to take advantage, because the CIA wants to infiltrate legitimate uprisings and spin them. Now, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the people of Libya, according to what I have read, had a pretty good standard of living because the oil revenues, Gaddafi took the oil revenues and used them for the benefit of the people by and large. Now, you know that didn't set well with Europe and with America, the ruling class and families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and so on. Also, there was a big military base. I don't remember the name of that base in Libya, but Gaddafi closed down that military base that was set up by outside forces, the ruling class and ruling families of Europe, America, and Israel. But apparently, from what I can read and understand, the standard of living has begun to slip since the 1990s. And so now we have unrest in Benghazi. But is this a CIA infiltration on the backs of legitimate grievances of people who want to have a better standard of living? I saw on the media, on the internet, you know, when you go on the internet, your front page, your face page, your the main page, You have news clips, information, entertainment, and so on. And so I saw a clip that raised up the issue of the bombing of Pan Am 103, Flight 103 Pan Am, bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, that took place, I believe, in 1988, and raised the thought to blame Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, for that bombing. Why is this coming again all of a sudden? You see, the ruling class and ruling families have always hated Muammar Gaddafi. But why have they hated Muammar Gaddafi? And right now, let us pause. You're listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 27th, 2011. Now, why have the ruling class and ruling families of Europe, America, and Israel always hated Muammar Gaddafi? Why did Ronald Reagan, president of America, attempt more than one time to assassinate Muammar Gaddafi? And why, in 1986, I believe it was, on this attempt, Ronald Reagan's attempt to assassinate Muammar Gaddafi, Ronald Reagan bombed Muammar Gaddafi's home in Tripoli, Libya, 1986, I believe is the year that this occurred. Didn't kill Muammar, but killed Muammar's daughter. They say adopted daughter, but his daughter nevertheless. Ronald Reagan, the man that Barack Obama wants to appear on the cover of Newsweek, Time, one of those magazines, and move cozy with the memory of Ronald Reagan, coming to the Republicans and the Tea Party people in the cloak and armor of Ronald Reagan, embracing Ronald Reagan, embracing the ideals of Ronald Reagan, the mentality of Ronald Reagan. But he's following a script. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers want to control the national and world discourse, so Obama has to come like Ronald Reagan. But this Ronald Reagan tried to kill Muammar Gaddafi, and in the process of attempting to kill Muammar Gaddafi, was not successful, but killed Muammar's daughter. Why this hatred on Muammar Gaddafi? In short, it is because Muammar Gaddafi has supported revolutions in Africa, the Middle East, and elsewhere. Whereas North America, the ruling class and families of North America, Europe, and Israel have been on opposite sides of revolutions to our name. Palestinians, the ruling class and families of North America, Europe, and Israel have been on the side of Israel in the destruction of the Palestinian people. We deal with this all the time. Absolutely illegitimate, imposter state of Israel, illegal and immoral destruction of our Palestinian Christian and Muslim sisters and brothers. Muammar supported the Palestinians. Also in South Africa, you know that Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, the ruling class and families, Dick Cheney, and all of those, Wolfowitz and Pearl, and all of those ruling class and families of Europe, Israel, and North America had been against Nelson Mandela in South Africa and supported the wicked, racist, apartheid system in South Africa, destroying our African kith and kin. Well, Muammar was on the side of Mandela and supported Mandela. So you can see that they have always, the ruling class and families of Europe, Israel, and North America, have always hated Muammar for these reasons. So Benghazi uprising in Libya, is it a CIA infiltration? Is it legitimate or illegitimate? the CIA can infiltrate a legitimate uprising. Now, the media has rehashed, as I said, in 1988, if I have that year correct, Flight 103, Pan Am Airlines, was bombed over Lockerbie, Scotland. Now, I am in the midst of reading an interesting book by William Bloom, a former government official, I believe maybe with intelligence. He has since turned on the wickedness of North America and the North American Empire, and has been telling the truth concerning the wickedness of the North American Empire for years. And he has written a book called Killing Hope, United States Military and CIA Interventions Since World War II. Now, on the chapter dealing with Libya, and I just read this about a week ago. On the chapter dealing with Libya, covering the years 1981 to 1989, he goes over some of the things we have just said concerning the relationship between North America, Ronald Reagan and others, juxtaposing them to Libya and Muammar Gaddafi. And in this chapter, we learn that the United States of America, the State Department of North America, originally blamed this bombing of Flight 103 Pan Am over Lockerbie, Scotland. This was originally blamed on what is called a Palestinian liberation group operating out of Syria and financed by Iran. So Syria and Iran were at first blamed for this Flight 103 Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland, this bombing that occurred. But, sisters and brothers, in 1991, something happened. You know, around this time, George Herbert Walker Bush, being President of the United States of America, began his illegal and immoral war against Iraq. George Herbert Walker Bush, President of the United States of North America, needed help to prosecute this war. And who do you think he called upon to help him with this illegal and immoral war against Iraq in 1990-1991? He called on Syria and Iran. So now, all of a sudden, the United States of North America State Department ceased to blame this bombing of Flight 103 Pan Am Airlines that occurred in 1988 over Lockerbie, Scotland. They ceased to blame Syria and Iran, and the United States of North America State Department began to blame, guess who? Gaddafi and Libya. Why the change? Why all of a sudden they switched? What we have to understand, sisters and brothers, is that the United States of North America, being dictated to by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the true ruling class and ruling families, also the United Nations and the ruling class and the families of Europe and Israel, are all looking after their own business interests. They are only concerned with the land, the wealth, the resources, the oil, the gold, the copper, etc., etc. And so even today, right now, in 2011, when you hear President Barack Obama speak on behalf of the United States of North America, he is not speaking on behalf of the interest of the people. He is speaking on behalf of the interest of business. Business interests, bankers' interests, the interests of the international, multinational mineral and resource corporations. The ruling class and ruling families of North America, Europe and Israel care nothing about the people's uprising in Africa. But the question is, do we care? Dr. King wanted us to join the revolution, join the worldwide people's revolution. Why? Because when we join, we can keep the CIA out. We can prevent the CIA, the Mossad, the MI6 and 5 from infiltrating the worldwide people's revolution and making it illegitimate and spinning it. And you look up and the same people are in power, and we the people, the masses, are the loser again. So we must join the revolution so that we can protect each other in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. We must hook up worldwide people's revolution, worldwide workers, people's, poor people's revolution, the uprising of the Spirit of Christ within our person. We must join so we can keep the CIA out. I want you to go to Webster Tarpley, World Crisis Radio, February 27th edition, 2011. He points out that the forces we're talking about or speaking of, the ruling class and ruling families, want that oil, want that land, want the resources. He talks about the positioning of certain Arab nations, Arab, Sunni, Muslim nations in a bloc against Iran and Persian Shiite nations, Hezbollah and Hamas, who operate out of Palestine and Syria, if I have it correctly. So you see these forces, Shiite Muslims allied with Iran and Palestinians, are being isolated. And the idea is for the CIA and the others, Mossad, MI5 and 6, to use Sunni Arab-speaking nations as a bloc. Egypt, Tunisia, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, so on, to use them as a bloc against Iran. And so Mubarak in Egypt refused. He was a puppet, but all of a sudden he wanted to be independent. He refused. They got rid of him. In Bahrain, the Khalifa family are refusing, had refused to allow Bahrain to be used against Iran. Now you see uprising there. In Libya, certain deals have been made with Gaddafi in recent years, oil being pumped out and whatnot, but all of a sudden this is going down. So we see an aligning, an attempt to align certain nations against Iran. So we need to join the worldwide people's revolution, and even the sisters and brothers in Iran who have legitimate grievances, we back up legitimate grievances but keep the CIA out. Because back to Libya, now we see the Obama administration threatening to administer sanctions on Libya. I will say this for the Benghazi people and others. They are saying they don't want any outside interference from America, Europe, and Israel. We see that maybe NATO will invade. We say no. We say no to NATO. We say no to the CIA. We say no to Mossad. We say no to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We say no to all of them. And we the people must hook up with worldwide people's workers, poor people's, oppressed people's revolution, so we can keep the outside forces out and we can make sure that our revolutions are legitimate. Now, back to Pan Am 103, Lockerbie, Scotland, 1988. Some more interesting things we want to talk about. What really happened? I want you to go to Ralph Shoman and Maya Shone, on Taking Aim Radio. All of this will be in my summary page, where to go to get this information. The 2009, I think it may be September 9, 2001 edition. It reads 090901 edition. I believe that's September the 9th, 2001, or it may be 2009, September the 1st. But it's the old, the 090901 edition. Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman reveal that the CIA was using Pan Am Airlines as a drug transporter to transport drugs all over the earth. And one of the three of the main cities inside of America that Pan Am was transporting the drugs to on behalf of the CIA and the wicked ones we talk about, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and so on, was Detroit, St. Louis, and Los Angeles. And you remember the whole Iran-Contra scandal, that the United States of North America were financing the Contras, who were angry at the Sandinistas and Daniel Ortega for overthrowing the wicked despot, strongman that was in power in Nicaragua, who worked on behalf of the powers of North America, Europe, and Israel. And so Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas overthrew that wicked power. And so the Contras were raised up by the CIA, and Oliver North raised up the Contras, and Ronald Reagan raised up the Contras, the man that Barack Obama says he loves now. Ronald Reagan raised up the Contras, funded them, financed them, and weaponized the Contras. How? By taking the monies from the illegal drug trade. The CIA is the biggest drug runner on the planet. And so what happened was, there was an escalation of this drug trade, and certain CIA agents were going to turn on the agency and reveal the truth of the Iran-Contra drug situation, running of drugs and escalation of the drug trade for wicked illegal purposes. And what happened? The agency itself, the CIA itself, in order to cover up all of this wickedness, they bombed Flight 103, Pan Am, 1988, over Lockerbie, Scotland. You got to go to Taking Aim Radio with Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman. I love them. And so, with that understanding, we see that the United States of North America, the Obama administration, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, are agents and spokespersons for the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the business interests. The United States, Europe, and the United Nations are all hypocrites. They know this truth. They want to blame it on Gaddafi. I'm not saying that he's total righteous. He has possibly slipped in these last years, becoming power hungry for himself and not looking out for his people as he should have. But these folk are hypocrites. They have no right to say anything about anything going on in the world concerning the people rising up, because they are only worried. The United States of North America, the Obama administration, Secretary of State Clinton, the United Nations and Ban Ki-moon, Europe, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, are only worried about their business interests. So we must join the Worldwide People's Revolution so that we can keep the CIA from infiltrating the revolution and spinning the revolution for their own benefit. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.